From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we're going to talk movies now. In a moment, we'll have a report from the Cannes Film Festival. But first, a new documentary that sets its sights a little lower. Our critic Bob Mondello reviews a film called Best Worst Movie.
Think about the worst film you've ever seen. Plan 9 from Outer Space, Ishtar, Howard the Duck, The Hottie and the Naughty, all terrible in their own ways. Still, none of them inspired a documentary.
What are you going to do to me, Daddy?
Tighten my belt by one loop so I don't feel hunger pains.
Okay, pause it. Rewind. Freeze right there.
The film freezes on an 11-year-old who's trying to look alarmed.
That's me, Michael Paul Stevenson. And 18 years ago, I got the lead role in my first movie.
Mailbox! It's Goblin spelled backwards!
At that time, the movie was titled Goblin. It was directed...
Goblin, with its vegetarian monsters who must turn victims into plants to eat them, was never released in theaters, and when Stevenson became a filmmaker himself, he might just have joined his fellow actors in leaving it off his resume. George Hardy, the real-life dentist who played the dad, stopped flashing his pearly whites at movie cameras entirely. But then Hardy's patients started saying they'd seen him on a video called Troll 2, Goblin retitled, and then it showed up on TV.
He's still seeing Grandpa Seth.
When I was a kid, I had an imaginary playmate, too.
But it wasn't your dead grandfather.
When it first started showing up on HBO and all that, people would call me from all over the place.
George, you're on TV. I just go, I know. Just stop watching it right now. It gets worse.
That was all before he discovered his horror movie had developed a cult following. People throwing Troll 2 parties. Big ones. A piece in the New York Times led Hardy and Stevenson to a Manhattan screening where they found a mob scene.
I came from L.A.
Cape Cod, New Jersey.
Connecticut.
This guy right here came all the way from North Carolina.
We would have walked here for this.
From West Virginia, man.
The energy inside that place was just amazing.
Troll 2 is the best movie in the world. The world!
Greeted by this bunch as if they were a latter-day De Niro and Scorsese, the dentist and documentarian revel in the celebrityness of it all for a while, a glow that fades as they delve deeper, contacting Troll 2's Italian director, who is hurt that the audience is laughing at his movie, and some former co-stars, one of whom seems to have retreated not just from acting, but from the world entirely. The price of non-fame, maybe? At a British horror convention where no one's asking for his autograph, even the unfailingly cheery dentist displays a sour side.
There's plenty of gingivitis around here. Have you noticed that? Tons of gingivitis.
Is there?
Oh, really bad. I guarantee you, only about 5% of these people floss their teeth on a daily basis. I'm sick of this place. Let's get out of here.
Celebrities, tough to let go of, even when you know it's undeserved. Best Worst Movie doesn't plumb that thought very deeply, doesn't do anything very deeply, really, content to skate across the surface of the so-bad-it's-good phenomenon that gave it birth. The filmmakers are too close, perhaps. Probably don't want to kill the troll that laid the golden egg. I'm Bob Mondello.